The essence of a true and genuine religion does not consist in the ritual practices routinely done by the followers, but the true religion is found in the listening of the Word of God, in the proper observance of the commandments that God has given to His people. Because through this observance of the commandments of God, His will is manifested. And for us as children, it's very, very necessary for us to discern what is the will of God, because that unites us to Him in a proper way. This is the very reason, my dear brothers and sisters, Moses, in our first reading today, reminded Israel that it is necessary to listen to the commandment of God, to His statutes, to His ordinances, and not only listening to it, but properly observing it. When we say observing the commandments, the statutes, the ordinances of Yahweh, it means that we should make it as part of our daily life. So listening is one thing and observing is another thing. We should not only listen, but we should observe it. And according to Moses in the first reading, when we observe carefully, properly, the commandments of God, we will find life. And life here does not only mean our physical existence in this world, but is the life that we will have with God, our union with God. So we can attain that life through proper observance of His commandments. And Moses taught that when people carefully observe this commandment, they will become wise, they will become intelligent. And not only that, through careful observance of these commandments, people around Israel will really become curious who this God is that the Israelites are worshiping, that the Israelites are serving and loving. Through their proper observance, they will draw people to God. They'll become curious and later on serve and worship this true God. The same challenge is given to each one of us, that if only we properly observe, follow the commandment of God, which, as I have said, enshrined His will in these commandments, we will become evangelizers, because people who are living in darkness, people who do not have knowledge of God, will become curious. Oh, what kind of God is this that they worship, that they carefully observe His commandments? St. James, my dear brothers and sisters, remind also his listeners that all good acts, all good gifts are from above, from God. Everything is a grace. And the Word of God is also given to us by God. And it is not only to listen to it. St. James also reminded his listeners and all of us that we should also observe and not only listen to the Word of God. Because the Word of God should really be our life, and our decisions should be really ruled by this Word of God. It makes us anew. And James, or St. James, was even radical when he said, pure and true religion is when you care for orphans and widows. Why do we care? Why do we are charitable to these needy people? It is because the Word of God has been imbibed in our own personal system, personal life. And it's so ordinary for us to help us. The Word of God lead us to become compassionate and to practice justice, especially to the needy and the poor. Again, I reiterate, James said, pure, pure, true religion is not found in the ritual practices, but rather in the careful and proper listening and observance of the Word of God and His commandments. The Pharisees and the scribes are very particular when it comes to religion, the purity laws. So these things are pure, these things are impure. So even their practices, when you buy vegetables, food from the market, you have to wash it. You have to wash your cups, your jugs, your kettles. You even have to wash your hands. Oh, it's very hygienic, as we should say. But for them, it has a religious significance. Purely external, purely ritual. That is their religion. Religion comes from the Latin religare, to bind us. So for the Pharisees, the thing that bind us to our Creator, to the Supreme God, is through these ritual practices. But for Jesus, no. A big, big no. Yes, we need rituals in the church, but that is not the essence of a true religion, of a genuine religion. For Jesus, genuine religion starts from the heart, the core of the person. And we need to purify the heart because God sees our heart. And it is through our heart that He encounters us in a special way. And what is the way that can we purify our hearts? Again, through listening, through proper observance of His commandments and of His word. Because through observance of His commandments, the doing of His word, we're able to cleanse the deepest recesses of our heart. And for Jesus, that is true religion, genuine religion. May I digress a bit since this is my anniversary? While I was praying the act of absolution a few days ago, when I uttered the last phrase, "And I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." This thought dawned on me about the priesthood. And it's in the context of the scandal and the darkest time of our church today. God did not call an angel to do that. God did not say to the president of the land, "You absolve sinners." God did not select or call Superman to do that. A priest, a human being with all its weaknesses and sinfulness. That is the priesthood. And the same is true, my dear brothers and sisters. When I say, "This is my body, which is for you. This is my blood, which is for you," again, God did not order the angels to do that. God did not call Superman to do that. God called a human being with all his weakness, limitations, because through his weakness, God will aid him with his graces. This is the priest, my dear brothers and sisters. We are not angels, but we have a mission. In absolving the penitent, the sinner, the priest is bridging the gap that exists between God and sinful humanity. And only the hand of a priest who could bridge that gap. That's why as I prayed that, I said, oh God, you called me, not because of my human weakness and limitation. You called me because I have a mission to do which no one in this world could perform. Pray for me. Pray for Father Bing. Pray for your church. Our role is indispensable in this world. We are human. We are weak. But the grace of God is there to strengthen us. Thank you so much.